又问众人说，在安息日行善行恶，救命害命，哪一样是可以的呢？他们都不作声。耶稣怒目周围看他们，忧愁他们的心刚硬，就对那人说，伸出手来。他把手一伸，手就复了原。法利赛人出去同西律一党的人商议，怎样可以除灭耶稣。 Gospel Mark chapter 3 verse 1 to 6. Another time he went into the synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Some of them were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus. So they watched him closely to see if he would heal him on the Sabbath. Jesus said to the man with the shriveled hand, "Stand up in the front of everyone." Then Jesus asked them, "Which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill?" But they remained silent. He looked around at them in anger and said, and deeply distressed at their stubborn hearts, said to the man, stretch out your hand. He stretched it out, and his hand was completely restored. Then the Pharisees went out and began to plot with the Herodians how they might kill Jesus. 接下来是还有一段是吧 ？But 接下来是罗马书三章二十一到二十六节。但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证，就是神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎就白白的称义。神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪，好在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。 Romans chapter 3 verse 21 to 26. But now a righteousness from God apart from law has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and he are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that come by Jesus Christ Jesus. God presented him as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in his blood. He did this to demonstrate his justice, because in his forbearance he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate his justice at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus.
Well, good morning. It's nice to be with you again.
早上好，很高兴又一次能跟大家在一起。
Is there a photo? Thank you. Maybe not that photo. there we go. That's great. If you were here last week, you will know that my name is Dan, and I work at Monash University.
如果大家上周也在这里的话，大家知道我的名字是 Dan， 我在莫纳什大学服侍。
I'm a missionary there, and I work with this club called Focus.
我是那里的一个传道人，我在这个学生团体工作，这个学生团体叫做 Focus。
It's the Fellowship of Overseas Christian University Students.
它是海外基督徒大学生团契。
And we take the good news of Jesus to the international students, many of whom are from China.
我们把来自耶稣基督的好消息带给这些国际学生，他们很多都是从中国来的。
This is a recent photo from last year, and you can get a feel for the different type of students that are in the group.
这是去年的一张近照，你可以从照片里看到我们的学生是来自完全多种多样的背景。
Like any missionary, I need to raise my own financial support.
和其他的传道人一样，我需要自己来为自己筹款。
And I've asked permission to share with you an exciting opportunity that exists at the moment.
我得到允许可以跟大家今天分享一个非常令我激动的一个消息。
At my own church, there is a very generous couple, and they've made a special offer just for the month of February.
在我自己的教会有一对非常慷慨的夫妇，他们给我们一个给我了一个很好的一个机会。
They have said that for every dollar that people give towards this missionary work, they will match it dollar for dollar.
他们说在二月份，每一块钱，每一刀给这个团契的费用呢，给这个团契的奉献呢，他们也会奉献一刀。
So for example, a gift of $100 would be matched with another $100.
也就是说，如果有人奉献100刀进这个侍奉呢，他们也会奉献同样的100刀。
I'm excited by this generous offer, and I wanted to let you know about it.
我对这个机会很兴奋，因为我也并且想让大家知道这个机会。
But please feel under no pressure. The first thing you need to support is your own local church.
当然大家不必对此感到有压力，你们肯定是第一方面是要最重要是先奉献自己的教会。
But if any of you would like more information about the work, or if you would like to support financially, you can talk to me, or you could talk to Gordon as well.
但是如果说大家对这个侍奉有感兴趣，或者想要得到更多的奉献的这个信息的话，大家可以之后跟我交流，或者是跟郭鼎交流。
Okay. Well, thank you for that. I'm going to pray now, and we'll turn our attention to God's word.
谢谢大家。现在我要祷告，然后我们会把注意力集中在今天神的话语上。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can gather together this morning.
天父，我们感恩，因为我们今天可以在这里聚集。
Thank you that we can do so freely and enjoy fellowship with one another.
我们感谢你，因为我们可以在这里很自由的来讲道。
Please speak to us through your scriptures.
请借你的圣经经文来向我们说话。
Please help us to be good listeners.
请你帮助我们成为很好的倾听者。
Help us to put our sins to death and to live your new way.
帮助我们把我们的罪定死，让我们能够按你的要求过新的生活。
We pray this for the honor of Jesus. Amen.
我们奉耶稣基督的荣耀来祷告。阿们。
Amen. Okay. Well, let's turn our attention to the topic for today, which is the next in this series of the seven deadly sins.
让我们把注意力转移到今天的主题，也就是我所讲的这个七宗罪的下一个课题。
Last week we thought about moving from envy to kindness.
上一周我们讲了从嫉妒到良善。
And today we're going to think about moving from anger to love.
然后这周我们要讲从愤怒到爱。
I wonder what makes you angry.
我想要知道大家会因为什么事情生气。
You might like to think about that for a moment.
你可能需要花一点点时间来想一下。
I would love to tell you that what makes me angry are all the big important issues like domestic violence or modern day slavery.
我很希望能够告诉大家，能让我生气的事情都是一些很重要的一些事情，比如说家庭暴力，或者是说现今的一些奴隶制。
But the truth is, I'm more likely to get angry when I'm driving my car.
但事实上是我常常是在开车的时候更容易生气。
Perhaps you have the same experience.
也许你也有类似的经历吧。
How dare this person get into my lane?
这个人怎么敢突然插到我的车道上？
And he's driving at the speed limit. Who does that?
他还超速了，谁会这样做呢？
My anger is more often about me and my comfort rather than the big issues.
我的愤怒常常是由于我自己的舒适环境受到破坏而产生的，而不是说因为一些很严重的一些事情。
So what do you think about anger?
你们是如何看待愤怒的呢？
Is it ever right to be angry? Or is anger always a sin?
愤怒永远都是错的吗？或者说愤怒总是一种罪吗？
This verse from Ephesians I found helpful.
我看到以弗所书的这个节经文非常的有帮助。
Ephesians 4:26 says, In your anger, do not sin.Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold.
以弗所书四章，生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落，也不可给魔鬼留地步。
This shows us that anger doesn't always lead to sin.
这告诉我们，愤怒呢不总是引向犯罪。
But there is such a thing as righteous anger.
因为有一个东西叫做公义的愤怒。
But anger is still a very big problem for us humans.
但是，总的来说，愤怒对于我们人类都是很危险的。
It can frequently lead to sin.
它常常都会引向犯罪。
So let's take a closer look.
让我们来仔细看一下。
There are actually two types of anger.
实际上有两种不一样的愤怒。
We have God's anger, which is always a righteous anger, and then we have our anger, which is usually an unrighteous anger.
有神的愤怒，这总是一种公义的愤怒，还有一种是我们自己的愤怒，常常都是不义的愤怒。
Let's think about God's righteous anger.
让我们想一想神的义怒。
When you read your Bible, you will find that the most common thing that is said about God is that he is slow to anger.
当你读经的时候，你会发现关于愤怒这个问题常常提及的一个特点就是神不轻易发怒。
So here is Exodus chapter 34.
这是出埃及记第34章。
You might remember Moses is on Mount Sinai and God passes in front of him and he declares his name and his character.
你可能会记住这节经文的上下文，就是摩西上了西奈山，神从他旁边经过。
He passed in front of Moses proclaiming the Lord, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger.Abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellion and sin. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished.
耶和华在他面前宣告说，耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯，有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实，为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶，万不以有罪的为无罪。
God is slow to anger. He doesn't have a temper.
神不轻易发怒，神不发脾气。
And yet this passage also says that he will not leave the guilty unpunished.
同样这一节经文也告诉我们，他万不以有罪的为无罪。
So God does get angry.
所以说神的确会生气。
And his anger is motivated by his love.
他的愤怒是由他的爱带出来的。
God has told us that we must love Him and love our neighbor.
神告诉我们，我们必须要爱神，并且爱我们的邻舍。
So when He sees us disrespecting Him or hurting other people, His anger is aroused.
所以当他看到我们轻视神，当我们伤害别人的时候，他的愤怒就会被激起来。
We see this righteous anger in Jesus, who was God in the flesh.
我们看到这种公义的愤怒在耶稣身上也体现出来，他就是神道成肉身。
Mark chapter 3, I'm going to read it again. Another time Jesus went into the synagogue and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Some of them were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, so they watched him closely to see if he will heal him on the Sabbath. Jesus said to the man with the shriveled hand, Stand up in front of everyone. And then Jesus asked them, which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill? But they remained silent. He looked around at them in anger and, deeply distressed at their stubborn heart, said to the man, stretch out your hand. He stretched it out and his hand was completely restored. And then the Pharisees went out and began to plot with the Herodians how they might kill Jesus.
我们看一下马可福音第三章，我要再读一遍。耶稣又进了会堂，那里有一个人枯干了一只手，众人窥探耶稣在安息日医治不医治，意思是要控告耶稣。耶稣对那枯干一只手的人说，起来，站在当中。又问众人说，在安息日行善行恶，救命害命，哪样是可以的呢？他们都不作声。耶稣怒目周围看他们，忧愁他们的心刚硬，就对那人说，伸出手来。他把手一伸，手就复了原。法利赛人出去，同西律党人商议怎样可以除灭耶稣。
Now the Pharisees taught that you could help somebody else on the Sabbath if it was an emergency, if their life was in danger.
法利赛人的教导是说，在安息日，除非是说一个处在一个紧急的情况下，或者是一个人的生命危在旦夕，那时候你才可以去救人。
So this man with the shriveled hand, he doesn't count. It's not an emergency. He would have been like that for years.
这个手枯干了一只的这个人呢，他不算，因为他的手在这种情况下已经持续了很多年了。
So they feel Jesus is doing the wrong thing. Why can't they just wait and heal him tomorrow?
所以法利赛人认为耶稣做了一件错事，为什么你不能等呢？等到明天再去医治他。
You see how hard their hearts were.
我们可以看到法利赛人的心是多么的刚硬。
They have no real compassion for the people who are suffering.
他们对于那些真正在受苦的人并没有恩慈。
And the Bible for them has just become a dry textbook. It's just about following the rules.
对于他们来说，圣经就完全成了一本非常枯燥的教科书，他们只会按着字面意思来照本宣科。
And Jesus is angry, angry about how they're treating this man.
耶稣非常的愤怒，耶稣对于这些人，面对这个手枯干了一只人的这个情况，他表示非常愤怒。
And he's angry at the way they are dressing up their hard-heartedness and pretending that this is devotion to God.
同时耶稣非常愤怒的另外一个原因是这些人这些法利赛人把自己的刚硬伪装成一种对神 的律法的一种负担。
And note a couple of things about Jesus' anger.
我们在这里注意一下耶稣的愤怒有几个特点。
Jesus is not angry about the way they're treating him, even though they are plotting his murder.
耶稣并没有因为这些人对待自己的方式而发怒，虽然说当时这些法利赛人正在计谋谋划耶稣将杀掉耶稣。
He's actually concerned about the man and about God's honor and even about the Pharisees themselves.
耶稣所这时候有负担的是那个病人，是神的荣耀以及那些法利赛人他们自己。
Jesus isn't being swept away by his anger. He's not out of control.
耶稣没有被自己的愤怒所打倒，他的愤怒并不是不受控制的。
He's able to love God and love people even in the midst of his anger.
即使在他发怒的时候，他也是保持着爱神爱人的心。
So a godly righteous anger is possible. We see it in Jesus.
所以说一个属神的敬虔的愤怒是有可能的，耶稣身上就表现出来了。
And often when we're angry, we say to ourselves, well, my anger is just like that.
当我们自己生气的时候，我们也对自己说，哦，我的愤怒也是这样子的。
My anger is a righteous anger.
我的愤怒是公义的愤怒。
But is it really?
但真的是这样吗？
We can be very good at rationalizing our anger.
我们非常善于给自己的愤怒找理由，使之合理化。
But the truth is that our anger is often not like God's anger at all.
但事实上是我们的愤怒跟神的愤怒完全不一样。
James chapter 1 says this, My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires.
雅各书一章是这样说的，我亲爱的弟兄，这是你们所知道的。你们个人要快快地听，慢慢地说，慢慢地动怒，因为人的怒气并不成就神的意。
How does our anger go wrong?
我们的愤怒是在哪里出了问题呢？
Our anger can go wrong in at least four ways.
我们的愤怒出现问题，至少在四方面是常常会出现的。
First of all, we can get angry at the wrong person.
第一呢，我们常常生气的对象搞错了。
Perhaps you've been on the phone to a company, maybe you're trying to get a refund, and you're talking to the person in the call center.
比如说你可能在打电话，打给一个公司的客服，要求一项退款。
And all your anger goes to them, but they did not make the policy.
虽然这个接你电话的这个客服呢，他没有制定任何的政策，但可能因为某些政策，你就对这个人很生气。
Or perhaps you're like me. I get angry at work and the frustrations build up.
或者说你跟我一样，在工作的时候会有一些不顺的地方，然后怒气就会逐渐的增加。
But instead of expressing that anger at work, I come home and it's my wife or my children that get the anger.
我在工作的时候压抑我这些不顺心，回到家里的时候就成了我的妻子和孩子们，成了我生气的对象。
So we get angry at the wrong person. Secondly, we get angry too quick.
所以我们生气的对象常常是错了。第二点呢，我们动怒动得太快。
This is when we have a temper, and it's the opposite of God, who is slow to anger.
这就是我们有的时候会有脾气，这跟神的属性正好相反，神是不轻易发怒的。
Have you ever exploded in anger at someone only to discover later that it was all a mistake? It was a miscommunication.
你有过这样的经历吗？就是说你对一个人爆发了，之后你才发现其实你们之间是有一些交流不顺畅，或者是说一些误解。
If we had kept our cool, everything might have been okay, but now we've made more problems by getting angry with them.
如果我们一开始是保持冷静的话，其实是没有什么问题的。但因为我们的爆发，我们产生了、制造了更多的麻烦。
Thirdly, our anger can be too strong.
第三点，我们的愤怒有的时候太强烈了。
It's disproportionate.
是超过了是超过了应有的范围的强烈。
For example, maybe you feel like your kids are being disobedient.
举个例子，比如说你觉得你的孩子们非常的不顺服，非常的叛逆。
And all week this feeling builds.
然后整整一周，你这种感觉都越来越加深。
And then one day you ask your child to come to dinner, and they don't obey straight away.
有一天你让孩子过来吃饭，他们没有立刻遵守。
All the anger comes out from the week.
然后你这一周所积累的愤怒都一下子爆发了出来。
And your child is looking at you thinking, why such a strong response?
你的孩子看着你会觉得，你为什么有这么大的反应？
Our anger can be, too strong. And that's the opposite of God, who is always just. Every sin receives its just punishment.
我们的愤怒有的时候太过强烈，这与神的属性不同。神是公义的，每一个罪都会得到应有的惩罚。
Fourthly, we can hold on to our anger too long.
第四点，我们有的时候含怒太久。
Sometimes we get a perverse pleasure from holding on to a grudge.
有的时候我们非常的任性，有一种任性的快感，就是我们常常一直的保持愤怒。
And this can stop us seeking forgiveness and reconciliation.
这种长久的怀怒使得我们很难去与别人和好，或者是原谅别人。
Instead, we dream of revenge, of making them pay.
而实际上，我们在脑海里去想象，去报复他们，让他们偿还我们。
In all these ways, our anger is not like God's anger.
在这四个方面，我的愤怒都与神的愤怒不同。
Our anger has become a sinful vice.
我们的愤怒成了一种罪恶的一种恶习。
So, what are we really looking for?
我们到底是想要达成什么样的目的呢？
With all of these deadly sins, there's actually something in the heart which is fair enough.
我们所说的各种的罪，在心里，其实在最中心都是有一些特别的东西。
We get angry when we see a situation that's not right, and we want to fix it.
当我们看到一个情况非常的严重的时候，我们常常想要匡扶正义，我们常常想要解决问题。
Perhaps our anger is stirred up because of injustice.
我们的愤怒可能是因为看到了一些不义的情况，一些邪恶的情况出现，于是被激发出来。
It's good to be upset about injustice.
当看到不义的时候，生气，气愤是很好的。
Imagine if we felt nothing when we heard stories of domestic violence or of rich people exploiting the poor.
我们想象一下，如果你听到一些关于家庭暴力的一些事情，或者是说你听到一些很富有的人去奴役一些穷人的时候，你却没有任何的感觉。
Well, perhaps our anger is stirred up because of a shameful situation.
有的时候，我们的愤怒是由一些真的是令人不耻的事情发生所引起的。
It's good to be upset about people behaving in shameful ways.
当我们看到别的人，当我们看到有人以做一些不耻的事情的时候，我们内心激起愤怒是应当的。
Imagine if we felt nothing when we saw a child dishonoring their parents or people dishonoring God.
如果我们看到孩子藐视他的父母，看到人蔑视他的神，那我们却没有任何的感觉，那是什么样一种情况呢？
But as we've seen, our anger frequently goes wrong.
但我们也知道，我们自己的愤怒常常是朝着错误的方向发展。
It's directed at the wrong person, or it's too quick, too strong, too long.
我们可能是生气的目标不对，或者是说生气太快，或者是说生气太过严重，或者含怒时间非常长。
So instead of fixing the problem, we create a whole set of new problems.
因此，我们不仅没有解决问题，我们反而制造了更多的麻烦。
The way forward is love.
我们应该如何来进步呢？那就是爱。
God's love.
神的爱。
Just think for a moment about God's righteous anger.
让我们稍稍的思想一下神公义的爱。
That anger was directed to us, wasn't it?
神公义的愤怒 ，sorry.
That's okay.
神公义的愤怒。
So that anger is directed to us. Yep.
神公义的愤怒，它的目标是朝向我们的。
We had dishonored God, and we had hurt other people.
我们都藐视神，我们也伤害了别的人。
We were living under God's anger before we were Christians.
我们在成为基督徒之前，都是在神的义怒之下的。
What took that righteous anger away?
是什么拿去了这样的义怒呢？
It's God's love, isn't it?
是神的爱，不是吗？
God's love shown to us through His Son, Jesus Christ.
神的爱透过他的爱子耶稣基督表现出来。
Romans 3 that we read talks about this.
罗马书三章讲到了这一点。
All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by His blood to be received by faith.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎就白白的称义。神设立基督做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信。
Now that word propitiation is an old English word.
挽回祭这个词是一个很老的词。
And different Bible translations try to explain it in different ways.
不同的圣经版本以不同的翻译来去解释这个词。
But really this word means to turn somebody's anger away.
这个词真正的意思是说把人的愤怒转离。
So I want you to imagine for a moment that I have done something that has made my wife angry.
大家想象一下，比如说，如果我做了一件事情惹我太太的生气。
Okay, this never actually happens. Okay, this is just I want you to imagine.
虽然我从来不做这样的事情，但是大家就稍微先想象一下。
How can I turn aside her anger?
我能够如何让她的愤怒转离呢？
In my family, that might be buying her a bunch of flowers, or maybe giving her a foot massage.
在我家里，我可能会买一束花送给她，或者是给她的脚做一下按摩。
This is the idea of propitiation.
这就是挽回祭的意思。
Doing something to turn the anger aside.
就是说做一些事情来让她的愤怒转离，不再成为她的情绪。
And this is what Jesus has done.
这就是耶稣所做的。
When he shed his blood on the cross, he turned God's anger away.
当他在十字架上流血的时候，他把上帝的愤怒转离了。
In fact, Jesus took God's anger on himself when he died.
事实上，当他在十字架上死的时候，他把神的愤怒都压在了他自己的身上。
Isn't that an amazing love?
这不是一种很奇妙的爱吗？
So I think the more that we meditate on the way God's love turned away his anger, the more we will be able to let go of our own anger.
我们越默想神的爱如何的让他的愤怒转离，我们就能够更好的来控制自己的愤怒的情绪。
Let's think of some more practical ways that we can let go of anger and live in love.
让我们来想一下还有什么其他的实际的办法能够让我们离开愤怒更多的去爱。
The first thing we can do is take a moment to calm down.
第一我们可以花一些时间来冷静下来。
Anger can be like a fire burning out of control.
愤怒可以像一团火焰一样完全的爆发出来不受控制。
So before the damage is done, it can be good to just give yourself a moment to calm down.
所以在避免更大的危害发生的时候，我们可以花一些时间让自己里面的愤怒平静下来。
And you can do that in all sorts of ways.
你可以以各种各样的方法来这样做。
You can remove yourself from the situation.
你可以使自己暂时的抽离这种让你生气的环境。
You can say to your colleague at work, "Excuse me, I just need to take a minute."
你可以给自己的工作的伙伴或者同事说，抱歉，我需要一点自己独处的时间。
You could go for a run or a walk.
你可以出去跑一圈或者走走路。
Exercise can burn off energy and help us to calm down.
你可以进行一下体育锻炼，可以这样可以让你的能量得到一些释放。
You might listen to some music, or take a bath, or talk to a friend.
你可能会想要去听一下音乐，或者是洗个热水澡，或者跟一个朋友交流。
This will help us to avoid doing damage when we feel angry.
这会让我们在感觉到很愤怒的时候，不去进行真正的破坏性的事情。
But by itself, it's not enough.
但仅仅这样做是不够的。
We want to go deeper and understand our anger.
我们希望能够更加深入，能够理解自己为什么会生气。
So secondly, we can ask some questions of our anger.
所以第二点就是我们可以问一些问题，针对于我们为什么会生气。
Am I angry at the wrong person?
我是否对错误的对象发了怒
Am I reacting too quickly?
我是否太轻易的发怒
Or too strongly?
我是否发怒发得过火了？
Or am I holding on to my anger too long?
是不是我的怒气存心太久？
If you are not sure whether your anger is really justified, it can help to talk to a friend.
如果你不知道自己的愤怒是不是合理的，有一个很有帮助的办法，就是你跟一个你信任的朋友来交流。
You can get a second opinion, and they will tell you whether you should be angry or not.
你可以听听别人的意见，来知道自己是不是真的应该生气。
Thirdly, we need to make amends if we've hurt other people.
第三点，如果我们伤害到了别的人，我们应该进行补偿。
If you know that through your angry outbursts you've hurt other people, you have to make it right.
如果你发现自己因为愤怒的爆发伤害了其他的人，你需要去道歉或者做补偿。
You can confess your sin to that person.
你可以向这个人认罪。
You can ask for their forgiveness.
你可以向他请求原谅。
You can see if you can make amends and put things right somehow.
你可以考虑一下，你是不是可以做什么补偿，尽量的来弥补你做的伤害。
And for some of you, you might actually realize that you have a long-standing problem with anger.
在座的各位可能有一些人现在能够意识到，对于愤怒、对于发怒这件事情，自己长期都有很严重的问题。
Maybe you look back in your life and you just see many broken relationships.
也许当你回顾你的过往的人生，你会发现有很多破碎的关系。
If that's you, then you probably need to see a counselor or someone else who can help you make progress with your temper.
如果大家发现自己是这种情况的话，可能你需要跟一个很好的一个咨商人员来进行交流，进行协谈。
And it's possible that for some of us here sitting this morning, right now, we realize I've hurt someone in my family.
也许在座各位现在也能够意识到，也许你想突然想到你伤害了家里的一个人。
Or maybe you realize I've hurt someone in the church.
也许你也意识到，可能你伤害了我们教会里的某一个一个弟兄姐妹。
If that's your situation, can I urge you to put it right with God's help?
如果你是面临这样的情况，我能否真心的来敦促你，能不能想办法来弥补这样的错误？
Anger can tear communities apart.
愤怒可以让一个社区分崩离析。
And it shouldn't be the case in God's church.
但在神的教会里不应该发生这样的事情。
Fourthly and finally, we can hand over our anger to Jesus.
第四点也是最后一点，我们可以把自己的愤怒交托给耶稣。
After everything I've said, you might still be feeling angry about some of the terrible things that happen in this world.
刚才我说的那些话，大家听完之后可能还会有内心有愤怒，因为这个世界上你看到了很多不公义的事情。
Our world is full of injustices and shame and wrongdoing.
我们这个世界充满了不义，充满了羞耻，充满了一些恶行。
But you know what? We don't have to hold on to the reins of the universe.
但你知道吗？你不需要自己坐在这个宇宙的宝座上。
It's not in our power to fix everything.
我们没有能力去解决所有的问题。
If there's a situation that you can fix, wonderful, fix it.
如果在一个情况里你可以解决某些问题，那么太好了，你要去解决。
But many problems will simply be beyond our power, and that's okay.
但很多的问题完全是在你的处理范围之外的，这也是可以的，可以接受的。
We are ultimately not the ones who are going to fix this world.
说到底，我们不是来解决这个世界所有问题的那一位。
Right, that's Jesus's job.
那是耶稣的工作。
Listen to this part from Romans chapter 12.
我们来一起看一下罗马书十二节的经文。
Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, It is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord.
不要以恶报恶，众人以为美的事要留心去做，若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒，因为经上记着说，主说，伸冤在我，我必报应。
God is far more concerned about justice and honor than we are.
神对于不义，对于那些错谬的事情，他的负担要远远超过我们的负担。
And he alone sees the whole picture.
而仅有他自己能够看到这个整个的图景，能够看到事情的方方面面。
He is slow to anger.
他不轻易发怒。
But when the time is right, we know that God will send His Son Jesus to remake the world.
但当时间到了的时候，我们知道神会派遣他的耶稣，派遣他的儿子耶稣再来，来去解决世界上一切的罪恶。
All sin will be punished.
所有的罪都会受到惩罚。
A new world will come in.
一个新的世界会到来。
And in that world, justice and honor will reign forever.
在这个新的世界里，公义，还有荣耀是永远的主题。
Jesus has it under control.
耶稣把一切都在他的权柄之下。
So we can hand our anger over to him, confident that he will do what is right.
所以我们可以很有信心地把自己的愤怒的问题交托给耶稣，我们相信他一定会做正确的事情。
I hope some of these passages this morning will help you and help me to put away our anger and instead live lives of love.
我希望今天我们分享这些经文能够帮助你，也帮助我自己，能够更好地理解愤怒，能够更好地活出爱。
I'm going to pray for us now.
现在我想为大家祷告。
Heavenly Father, you alone are righteously angry.
亲爱的天父啊，唯有你有公义的愤怒。
We are sorry for our sins.
我们为我们自己犯的罪而感到抱歉。
And we are so thankful for your Son.
我们真的感谢你的儿子。
He took away your anger in his death on the cross.
他在十字架上死了。代替我们的罪，让除去你的愤怒。
Thank you that you are not angry with us anymore.
我们很感恩，因为你对我们不再有愤怒。
Please help us to cool our own anger.
主要帮助我们能够让我们在愤怒中能够平静。
Help us not to have a quick temper.
帮助我们不轻易动怒。
Help us to hand our anger over to you.
帮助我们能够把自己的怒气交托给你。
And we look forward to the new world where anger will be a thing of the past.
我们很期待看到那个新的世界，在那里所有的愤怒将会成为过去的一种罪恶。
We pray, come, Lord Jesus, come.
我们祈求耶稣，求你快来。
Amen.
Amen.